Glory to my Guru, Sri Krishna Guruji. Today we're undertaking Chapter 8 of the Narada Bhakti Sutra, Obstacles and Remedies. Section 2, Cultivate Devotion, Sutra 76 to 79. First, we'll hear the sutras together, and then we'll take them one by one. Books on devotion should be reflected upon, and their instructions must be pursued diligently. Waiting for a propitious time when pleasure, pain, desire, profit, and so on are not troubling you is futile. Even a half second should not be wasted. Virtues like non-injury to others, truthfulness, cleanliness, compassion, faith in the Lord, and so on, should be consistently cultivated. Always free from mental anxiety, the Lord alone is to be invoked and sought after with all factors of our personality. Now we'll take each sutra one by one. Sutra 76. Books on devotion should be reflected upon, and their instructions must be pursued diligently. This book, Narada Bhakti Sutra, is a devotional book, as are all the sacred texts which are written by devotees of the Lord, sages, saints, and of course the Gurudev. Sri Krishna Guruji has said that the first time you read such texts, they are like a storybook. It is with repeated efforts of reading and contemplation that the depth of these texts appear. Even though many of the devotional books tell the story of the devotees towards their beloved, these devotional books also tell of the beloved's devotion towards his devotees. The great spiritual and sacred text of the Bhagavad Gita is a devotional text too. It reveals Lord Shri Krishna's devotion to his devotee, Arjuna. Think of the many ways that Lord Shri Krishna taught Arjuna to reach him. Sutra 77. Waiting for a propitious time when pleasure, pain, desire, profit, and so on are not troubling you is futile. Even half a second should not be wasted. This is very true. No time should be wasted. There will never come a time when all of your conditions are met. You don't even know if tomorrow's gonna come. Even the demigods will work against you, keeping you from progressing. Sri Krishna Guruji has taught that the gods, and that's gods written with a lowercase g, they're jealous of human beings, as it is only through a human birth that one can reach God. They not only want to be in your position, they attempt to interrupt you on the path and can interfere with your sadhana. Devotion comes by His grace. One must have purity of mind and intellect, and they must be guileless without desire or motive of personal gain. One must have unwavering trust in the Lord. Sutra 78. Virtues like non-injury to others, truthfulness, cleanliness, compassion, faith in the Lord, and so on, should be consistently cultivated. As Sri Krishna Guruji tells us, we must be our good self. There in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, Lord Sri Krishna gave this understanding to Arjuna. Then again in Uddhava Gita, chapter 14, Lord Sri Krishna gave these answers to Uddhava. Non-injury to others, of this Lord Sri Krishna said, we must be non-violent in thought, words, and deeds. Yes, even our thoughts can cause injury. Of truthfulness, the Lord said we must be true to Dharma, have geniality of speech, and abstain from slander. Of cleanliness, we must have outward and inward purity and possess a sense of shame if transgressing the scriptures or spiritual instructions. The Lord says we must show compassion towards all creatures. We must be charitable in a sattvic manner. We must be able to give even when we have nearly nothing. And one must have faith in the Lord. Faith is the very foundation of the spiritual journey. Faith in God, Guru, and the scriptures are a must. The base of your path must be of absolute faith. No, God is the well-wisher of all. Sri Krishna Guruji has given in-depth knowledge on this subject in his satsangs, which can be found online. Sutra 79. Always free from all mental anxiety, the Lord alone is invoked and sought after with all factors of our personality. What are the causes of mental anxiety? Well, it's a lack of faith that causes mental anxiety. When you have absolute faith, you surrender all to the Lord. Here is a quote from Guruji. He said, "Life often brings uncertainty. We may lose our jobs. We may not have money. We may not be able to see our way out of trouble. Have faith. When you have absolute faith, you will know for certain that God will take care of you." When you have faith, that is absolute faith in God, you do not need to carry the burden of anxiety. He will carry your load. So we'll stop here today. This completes Sutra 76 to 79 of the Narada Bhakti Sutra, Chapter 8, Obstacles and Remedies, Section 2, Cultivate Devotion. Thank you for listening. God bless and lots of love.